And welcome back to Lewis Boston Field. Hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show. We're getting set for the kickoff here. Thayer Bobcats will have the football. Willow Springs won the coin toss, and they deferred. And, of course, that plays right into Coach Billy Weber's hands. Bobcats always want the ball to get started in a football game. And I want to recognize Billy Weber, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, the Hall of Famer, along with Zach Steed, Briar Hancock, and the legend, Coach Dave Meek. And, of course, Coach Matt Pitts up in the booth relaying what he sees going on out there down to the coaches on the sideline. And for the Willow Springs Bears, Joel Wyatt, head coach, back to his hometown after being gone for, about 20 years. Assistant coach is Vince McCroskey, another legend in Thayer or in football in the SCA. Jason Henley, Casey Pitts, and Travis Wake. Glad to have them in town. Bears have got it teed up. Bobcats have dropped back deep to receive. Good to see Jackson Willison back there with Lane Grimes and Mark Spencer. Good to see Spencer back out on the football field. Of course, he sat out last week in COVID protocol. Concussion. Willow Springs, yeah, that's what I meant, the concussion protocol. Willow Springs got a set to kick it off. Big number 57, Tommy Sidorovich, will boot it once he gets the ready for play, and here we go. It's going to be a knuckleball. Gets down around the 30-yard line. Bobcats pick it up at the 20. That is Spencer looking for some room. Gets out to the 25 and near the 30 and brought down right there. That's where the Thayer Bobcats will have it first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Here comes senior quarterback Landry Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. Looks like it'll be Griffin and Jackson Willison in the backfield to start the game here tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. We speculated maybe that Mills would start at fullback and let Griffin Willison just play on defense, as he's still nursing that deep thigh bruise. But they say he's good to go. A lot of that may be the fact that it is senior night. Grimes at one of the wide outs. He'll come to the near side. Mark Spencer playing the other wide out on the far. Or was that Rowan Spencer?
Yep. I don't know.
Rowan Spencer. Now Landry Pitts looking to throw on first down. He gets pressure, rolling to his left, throws this one over the middle. Caught by Magnuson. It's a 45-50 and down the 45-yard line and taken down. Kyron Magnuson with a big gain on first down. That'll be 27 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Thayer with a big play on first down. Coach Billy Weber preaches it every week. You got to win on first down, and I think a 27-yard completion on first down is a pretty good way to start.
That's definitely a win on first down.
Here comes Landry Pitts up under center. Split backfield behind him. Double wide set. Gives a little inside handoff to Jackson Willison. Jackson carries the ball down to near the 41-yard line. He'll be tackled right there. Be about a 3-yard pickup for Jackson Willison, running right up in the middle. Willow Springs Bears defense pretty good. They had some big kids in there. And their best defensive player, Micah Statina. He is a 6'1", 201-pounder, and he was an all-conference player a year ago at linebacker. And he's back there playing a little linebacker tonight. Second down and 7 with the Thayer Bobcats. Pitts, it was a fake, now throwing the ball over the middle. That one is going to be caught by Grimes out to 30, down to the 27-yard line, and down. Lane Grimes makes the catch. That'll be a pickup of about 10 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Less than 2 minutes gone off the clock. Thayer now knocking on the door. They're down in the community first red zone. The 27-yard line of the Willow Springs Bears. I told you this team was fired up and ready to play tonight.
Yes, they are.
They come out here in a power T formation, double tight set. Handed off to Jackson Willison, trying to get to the outside corner. He's got some room. He cuts it up. Oh, and gets brought down from behind, but not till after he picks up about 6 on the play. Jackson Willison trying to outrun the defense to the sideline. And he picks up, give him about 5 on the play. So 2 carries and 8 yards already on the line for Jackson Willison. And, boy, it'd be good to get back him back in form. You know, first 5 games of the year, Jackson went over 100 yards in every game.
Yeah, and almost 200 in several of them.
Yeah, and has been held in check the last couple of weeks, mostly due to the injury. Second down and 5 for the Thayer Bobcats. Pitts up under center. Again, split backs this time, double wide set. Landry, long signal count. Straight back looking to throw. Now a little delayed handoff. He got it to Griffin Willison. He cuts it to the outside, to the 20, down to about the 17. That's going to be very close to a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. That was Griffin Willison on the carry. It is a first down on a 6-yard pickup for Griffin Willison. So the Willison twins back after it here tonight. That was a good run by Griffin.
Yes, it was.
Didn't show any effects of that deep thigh bruise at all. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. They were the first and 10 at about the 17-and-a-half-yard line in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Landry this time in shotgun, two backs in the backfield, turns, hands it to Willison. Willison weaves his way up the middle. He's inside the 10 and down to the 7-yard line. That'll be close to another, yes it is, another Bobcat first down on an 11-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. And boy, did you see him cut up in the middle. That's the Jackson Willison we've been used to seeing.
Yes, he just sees the field so good. I mean, you think he's going one way and it's like he's got eyes in the side of his head.
9:33 to go in the first quarter. There, Bobcats looking to put one on the board early. Another first down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. First and goal to go from about the 7-yard line. They're calling it officially the 6. Landry up under center. Turns, a little misdirection play here. Bobcats trying to get it. Wilson trying to get to the outside. He powers into the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, they're going to mark him down at the 1. They're going to mark him down at the 1-yard line. A 5-yard pickup for Jackson Willison running over the left side. And again, being patient, letting his blockers go do their thing, and then cutting the ball up the field. And that's a nice run for Jackson Willison and the Thayer Bobcats. I'm thinking Doyle Fink, who's sitting right down behind us here, he is liking this football action tonight. Come the Bobcats on a second down and goal to go for 1. Quarterback sneak, Landry pitches into the end zone. Touchdown, Thayer Bobcats with 8:42 to play. In the first quarter, the Thayer Bobcats take the opening kick and march it right down the field for the first touchdown of the night, and that's $50 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. And Thayer in the swinging gate formation. They're going to line up. They may go for 2 here. Here they come. They're going to line it up and kick it. Pretty good wind. You could not blame a coach for going for 2 with this wind whipping around in here like it is.
It's going to be a hard kick.
It is. I'm thinking, oh, it's a fake. Bobcats faking it. Zach Jones just with a run, and he's going to get stopped. So the 2-point conversion is no good. With 8:42 to go in the first quarter, our score, 6-0. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Willow Springs Bears. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats looked awfully sharp on that opening drive. Took that ball 70 yards down the field in what, just about 6 plays, maybe 7?
8 plays.
8 plays, a 70-yard drive. That was a thing of beauty. Couple of pass plays in there, both complete, and the runs on the back of Jackson Willison and Griffin Willison.
4 first downs on the first drive. That's a pretty good start.
That's a nice start to the game. And Thayer Bobcats getting ready to tee it up. It'll be Zach Jones to tee it up on the 40-yard line. Willow sends their kick return team out on the field. Want to say thanks to some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, Country Cottage, official lunch location of the broadcast crew, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains. Here's the kick. Zach Jones puts foot into it. Low liner, going to hit it to 25. And Willow picks it up at about the 20. Ball carrier returns into the middle of the field. It gets corralled right there, right around the 30-yard line. Who got a hold of it? Was that Zach Jones?
I believe that was Zach Jones.
Zach Jones, the kicker. I got a hold of him and said, you're not going any further. So Willow Springs trots out first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Our quarterback's a lefty. There's number 1, Taylor Rothermich. He's just a junior. And in the backfield, it'll be Gavin Ferguson, number 30, and number 40, Jordan Gibson. Willow Springs Bears wearing the maroon pants with the white jerseys tonight and the maroon helmets with a big bear plastered on the side. They come out in a split back formation, actually one back formation. Man coming to motion across the front of the formation, and we get a penalty flag down. And I think somebody may have moved for the Willow Springs Bears. It is illegal procedure against the Bears. That'll back them up 5, and that's not the kind of start you want. Brendan Ferguson, the man who went in motion, and I think it spooked one of the offensive linemen. And he jumped. So 1st and 5 now for the Willow Springs Bears. Coached by Joel Wyatt, an alum of Willow Springs High School. And the Bears break the huddle here with 8:35 to go in the first quarter. Two receivers going wide to the far side. One wide, one on the slot. He had a wing on the near side. Now Ferguson comes in motion again across the front of the formation. On a high snap, goes over the head of the quarterback. He picks it up, and now the Bobcats recover. The Thayer Bobcats have recovered.
Mean Austin Green
gets a fumble recovery, and I think that'll go down as a sack. And today is Mean Austin Green's birthday.
Oh, what a birthday present.
His 18th birthday. He was on the birthday bingo this morning, and I said Austin needs to get about 3 sacks for his birthday. Well, how about a sack right there and a fumble recovery after a bad snap by the Willow Spring Bears. They've got it in the Community First Banking Company red zone, 1st and 10 at the Willow 20-yard line. Landry Pitts comes out. Thayer looking to go up early here. Landry Pitts back looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Throws this one towards the end zone, and the wind blows it all the way out of bounds. Yeah, throwing against that wind, which is kind of blowing out of the northwest. And I think the wind blew that ball where nobody could catch it. So Thayer will line it up for a 2nd and 10 from the Willow Springs 20-yard line in the Community First Banking Company red zone for the Thayer Bobcats. That's the first incompletion of the ball game for Landry.
It's not too often you overthrow fast lane Grimes.
That's exactly right. I think the ball was blown by the wind out there. Here's Landry up looking to throw. No, a little inside handoff. Got it to Jackson Willison. Jackson powers it down inside the 20 to about the 16-yard line. Be a close to a 4-yard pickup on a 2nd and 10. Thayer with a 3rd down and long 6 coming up here. We've played just about 4 minutes in the first quarter. Thayer already on the board leading 6-0. And the first play from scrimmage for the Willow Springs Bears, they snapped it high. Quarterback tried to get on it. Bobcats hit him and the ball came out. And it was Mean Austin Green made to recover. They are now 3rd down and 6 in 4-down territory inside the 20. Pitts rolling to his right, looking to throw. Looks over the middle. Pass is caught by Willison. He's got a 1st down inside the 10 and taken out of bounds at about the 8-yard line. That'll be about a 8-yard pickup. I don't like that play right there. Pitts rolling to his right and just throwing it to the underside receiver who is running actually parallel to him.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to pick out 5 if you make the catch. With Jackson Willison, I'm not telling how many you might make. That's a good defensive play to get him out of bounds. So a 1st down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. There, the 1st and goal to go right about the 8-yard line. Landry Pitts again up under center. Wetback's behind him. And Landry's keeping it, coming to the left side. Now he's going to tuck it and run. And he gets right back to about the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard, maybe 2. Thayer tried a little razzle-dazzle there. I wasn't sure who had the ball for a second.
It was hard to tell. Hard to tell. Then all of a sudden I seen the Bears following Landry, so that's how I knew who had it.
That's exactly what I did. And he picks up about 2, so 2nd down and goal to go from about the 7.5-yard line. It should be 3rd down. No, he got the 1st down, that's right. 2nd down at about 7 here for the Thayer Bobcats. This time Landry's in shotgun formation, got Griffin on his right hip. Late back looking to throw, got some time, steps up in the pocket, now looking to run for it, throws it into the end zone, caught, touchdown, Thayer Bobcats. Was that Jackson Willison?
That was Kyron Magnuson.
Was it Magnuson? Magnuson makes the catch, the tight end wide open in the end zone, and the Thayer Bobcats go up 12-0 with 6:43 to play here in the first quarter. And all Thayer Bobcats so far tonight. Willow Springs has run 1 offensive play in the first 6 minutes of this football game. And they are now going to line up and go for 2. They won't do it with a fake this time, I don't think. I think they're going to run a traditional play. They want to get it back to a 14 and have that 2-touchdown lead. Landry Pitts up under center, split back behind him, 2 receivers near side. Landry rolling to his left, looking to throw it into the end zone. It's intercepted and cannot be run back in high school football. So, pass is intercepted in the end zone. 2-point conversion, no good. Our score remains 12-0. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Willow Springs Bears. 6:43 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back with the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit LaurenAllenLLC.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have taken an early 12-0 lead over the Willow Bears with 6:43 to go in the first quarter. Just scored on a 7-yard touchdown pass from Landry Pitts to Kyron Magnuson. That's another $50 for St. Jude. Here's the kick. Going to be a short kick. Hits one of the Willow Spring Bears and the Thayer Bobcats trying to get on it. Did they? We'd have a penalty flag down. Oh, we're going to get an offside. Thayer recovered the kick. I don't think it was an intentional onside kick, but a low liner that hit one of the Willow Spring Bears right in the chest. Bounced down, but whistle blew it dead. I think that's going to be an offside on the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Thayer dominating here. 6:42 to go in the first quarter. And Bobcat coach is coming over. Won't know what the call was. And obviously offside on the kicking team. So Thayer will line it up again. 14-0 Bobcats. We'll say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters tonight. Like Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center. Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. And the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring. Also Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. The Sunset Salon in Barbering. And Farm Bureau Insurance. Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Magnuson tees it up this time at the 35. Willow Springs standing back around the 30-yard line to receive the kick. It's a one-hopper, two-hopper, three-hopper. Still loose, and finally Willow Springs will pick it up, and the ball carrier steps out of bounds at the 31-yard line. That's where it'll be. Willow Springs Bear football with 6:40 to go. Bear scored the first touchdown with 8:42 to go in the quarter. Second one just 2 minutes and 1 second later. So quick strikes here for the Thayer Bobcats. Willow Springs has run one offensive play. And again, that was a turnover. A fumble by the quarterback after a bad snap. So here he comes, Taylor Rothermich in the backfield. Where's number one? 5'7", 152-pound junior. And he will be up under center this time. Got number 40 behind him, Jordan Gibson. And now got a man going in motion. They're going to give it up the middle to Gibson, and not much there. He'll pick up maybe a yard on the play. Right side of the Bobcat defensive line making the stop. Looks like Mean Austin Green getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Thayer Bobcats. Along with number 67, Weston Rogers for Thayer. So a good play there by the right side of the defensive line, which has been pretty solid all year long.
Yes, they have. They have not.
Pretty solid all year long. Willow, two receivers wide to the far side. Rothermich in shotgun. He brings the man in motion. That is Ferguson, who gets all the way to the near side. Now they snap it. They'll hand it off to the back in the backfield, and he's going to get hemmed up, I think. And finally, Landry Pitts puts a smack down on him and brings him down at about the 35-yard line. Pick up about three, maybe four for Ferguson, and it'll be a third down and long now for the Willow Springs Bears. Bobcats looking to get a stop here. And the flags have gone almost laying straight down now. So the wind has kind of died down a little bit here at Lewis Bosman for the time being. Will we see the Bears attempt their first pass of the night? They don't throw it very much. I was told maybe four or five times the game, and now they're going to call a timeout and talk about it. 5:27 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads Willow Springs 12-0. Timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field. Fair Bobcats have a 12-0 lead over the Willow Springs Bears. We're just over midway through the first quarter. That's been all Bobcats. Willow Springs with a third down and six here at their own 35-yard line. Quarterback is Taylor Rothermich. He is in shotgun formation. Got a man on his right hip to protect. And three receivers on the far side, one on the near side. Looks like they're going to throw the football here. Bobcat defense getting set. And now Ferguson comes back in motion, stops. Rothermich takes the snap, looking to throw it to the old out pattern. Oh, and what a hit. What a hit by the Thayer Bobcats. Knocked the ball away from the receiver. I'm trying to figure out who that was. Was that Austin Green?
I believe so.
Austin Green got out there in coverage on the back, and as soon as he put his hands on the ball, he laid a helmet right in his midsection and separated the receiver from the football. That'll bring up a fourth and six, and Willow Springs going to punt it to the Thayer Bobcats. Mark Spencer. Rowan Spencer. And Lane Grimes will drop back deep. Where's that Mark? I can't see that number over there.
Lane. That's Rowan.
Now we got a penalty flag down by the back judge. All the way down the field, away from the play, we get a flag thrown. And do the Bobcats have too many men on the field?
One, two.
If they do, that's a 5-yard penalty.
Yep.
And it looks like Willow probably still going to punt it. Yeah, Thayer got 12. Nobody's come off yet. Somebody better get out of there. An error comes. Well, Thayer in the and now they're going to send the offense back out there and go for this thing. Going to be fourth down at about a yard in Willow Springs now. Bringing the offense back on the field. They're going to go for it. Fourth and one at their own 40-yard line. Got to get to the 41 for a first down. Clock running down to near 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Rothermich, the quarterback. He'll be in shotgun. And he's got Ibacks behind him. There goes Ferguson in motion to the far side. Rothermich up under center for the first time tonight. Now Ferguson comes back the other way. They hand it up in the middle, and it's going to be a first down. Big number 40, Jordan Gibson, got the ball and carried it just far enough for a first down, so about a yard and a half on the gain, and a first down for the Willow Springs Bears, their first down of the game. A good decision there by Joel Wyatt and the Willow Springs Bears. They keep the drive alive with 4:54 to go in the first quarter. Rothermich goes to the sideline, gets to play, brings it back in for the Willow Springs Bears. Coming up in a little bit, we'll check on some of the other games going on around the area. West Plains Zizzers playing at Waynesville tonight. Willow Springs, two receivers wide to the left. Ibacks behind Rothermich. He hands off in the middle again, and the fullback is going to be stacked up and brought down. Who was that?
That was Austin Green and Weston Rogers.
And Weston Rogers, yeah, making the big stop for the Thayer Bobcats. And Austin Green played well on his birthday. That's another tackle for a loss.
I think he wants player of the game tonight.
He may do it. Be a loss of 1 yard on the play for the Willow Springs Bears. I mean, there was just nowhere for Gibson to go when he took the handoff. Bobcats were right there. Quarterback was trying to pull the ball out of there, looked to me like, and go take it and on the option, but Gordon wouldn't give it up. Willow Springs coming up on a second down at 11. Quarterback up under center. Drops back looking to throw. Got some pressure from Rogers. Gets away from it, trying to run, and he won't get away from Peyton Mills. Peyton Mills brings him down back at the 35-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 4 yards on the play. It'll make it third down and 15. And that was Peyton Mills shooting the gap and getting into the Willow Springs Bears backfield. And once he gets his hands on you, you're not getting away from him. Not very often. So the Bears get the big back out of the game here. Jordan Gibson on a third and 15 at their own 35-yard line. Down to 3:17 to go in the quarter. Looks like quarterback will line up in shotgun formation here. Empty backfield. Two receivers on the left side. Got one kind of on a flank on the near side. Here goes Ferguson in motion. Fake a handoff to him, looking to throw the ball. Rothermich now going to have to tuck it and run. And Peyton Mills got a hand on him again. And finally, he's brought down. That was Austin Green. Got a hand on him. And Austin Green may have got injured on that play. Austin reached out and grabbed him with one arm. And that arm kind of stretched out there. And he is still down on the field. Austin Green down on the field, and you saw that.
Yeah.
I reached out and grabbed him with one arm, and the back kept going and kind of stretched that arm out. So hopefully Nothing serious here. And they're attending to Austin Green on the sideline. Well, we got just a moment here. We'll check in with Mike back at the Ecom Sports Desk. Mike, any scores on the other games in the region?
Yeah, Mike, West Plains right now leading 14-0 over Waynesville.
All right, thank you very much. West Plains Zizzers trying to get another win in the Ozarks Conference. They're getting Austin Green up off the turf. And, well, it looks like it's not the arm. It looks like maybe an ankle. Probably twisted that ankle when he got turned, yeah. And that foot planted. So hopefully they'll get some ice on that, get it taped up, and Austin will be okay. Assisted off the field, and they'll bring him over to the trainer's bench. Fourth down and 15 for the Willow Springs Bears after no gain on that play. And they will punt the ball. Lane Grimes will drop deep for the Bobcats. And with the wind blowing the way it is, any kick that gets in the air is going to blow over to Lane Grimes. There's a high snap brought down by the punter, puts foot into it. Lane's going to come up and catch it at 35. Bobcats looking around in reverse. No, Lane's going to keep it. He's got a lane to the outside, and we got a flag down. But Lane's to the 50, 45, 40, turns it on up the sidelines and all the way down to the 25-yard line. But this one's coming back. We're going to get an illegal block. Block in the back on the Thayer Bobcats all the way back at the 37-yard line. So once they mark off that penalty, it's going to be a long field for the Thayer Bobcats to go score. It is, well, they called it holding. Well, the official originally had indicated block in the back, but they said holding. And that'll mark off 10 from the point of the infraction, which was the 37. And it'll take it back to the 27-yard line. That's where Thayer will have it. First and 10 with 2:33 to go in the first quarter. They're looking at mean Austin Green's ankle out there. Looks like they're going to get a little ice on it. And see what happens here. Hopefully just a sprain. Well, Bobcats will trot the offense back out there. Third possession of the night for Thayer. They've scored on the first two. Landry Pitts got a single setback. Thayer with three and a bunch on the near side. They pitch it over to Willison. Willison trying to get to the corner. He's to the 30. Cuts it up to the 35 and drug down. It'll be a 9-yard pickup. Nice tackle out there.
It was, number four.
By the Willow Springs Bears, Ryan Friga. Just a junior, a nice open field tackle. But not before Jackson Willison picks up 9 yards in a second down and one coming up for the Thayer Bobcats. 2:12 to go. Nothing fancy about that play.
I liked it.
I did, too. I like getting those three receivers out there in a bunch and letting them block on the corner. 9 yards. Thayer with another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Here's Pitts. This time pitches it to Willison. Willison running over the right side. Got out around the corner and picks up another 8 yards as he's out to the 45-yard line. So Jackson Willison put together a good night. And I think that turf toe's pretty healed up.
Yeah, I think it's a distant memory.
That is good news for Thayer Bobcat fans. And another Thayer Bobcat first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. Ball at the 45-yard line. We're down to a minute 43 to go in the first quarter. Thayer already leading 12-0. This time, Ibax with Pitts and shotgun. He turns a misdirection, gives it off to Willison, and Willison hit at the line of scrimmage and brought down. It was nowhere to go that time. They'll give him a yard on the forward progress. Second down and a long nine. Really picked up about a half a yard. But second down and a nine officially with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Come on out to Lewis Bosman if you're in the area. Beautiful night for football. This is football weather right here.
Yes, it is.
This time Landry up under center with split backs behind him. Double wide, tight ends on the near far side. Here's a pass out to Grimes. Oh, through his hands and incomplete out to the 50-yard line. Lane was wide open out there, and I think he took his eyes off that one before he got it caught.
Might have been looking to see where the defender was.
Yeah, so well, Frigga's out there on him, and he's a pretty good player. And might have been trying to run before he caught it. Anyway, incomplete pass. That's the first...
Second
incompletion on the line. Third down and nine for the Thayer Bobcats to throw on 45-yard line. Landry up under center, split backs behind him. Turns, gives a fake, a little play action. Now rolling to his left, looking to throw this ball. Oh, now he fakes it. Now he throws it out to Willison. Willison's to the 50, 45, got a first down. Still on his feet, down to the 40 and brought down. Drug down from behind. Bobcats pick up 14 on the play. and another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains with 47 seconds to go. In the first quarter, Thayer looking to put some more points on the board here in the opening stanza. That's a nice play. Landry took his time, faked it once.
Got three receiver, three defenders to jump.
Yeah, and then came back and threw a strike to Jackson Willison. Straight up looking to throw again on first down. Here's a slant over the middle, caught by Grimes. Breaks the tackle at the 30 and down to the 27-yard line. There, Bobcats will pick up another first down. Lane Grimes on the reception. That'll go for, what, 13, 14 yards? And a Bobcat first down, down to the 27-yard line of the Willow Springs Bears. So Thayer back in the Community First Banking Company red zone for the third time tonight. They scored the first two times they got there. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Thayer coming to four receivers on the near side, one on the far side. And that one's coming in motion. I'm going to hand in the football. And that is Spencer. Spencer to the 30, cuts it up to the 25, 20, and on his feet down to the 17 before he's brought out of bounds. Actually, they mark him down at about the 19, but that's about an 8-yard pickup for Spencer running around the left end. Well, I like that play. Second down at about 1, and that play will end our first quarter. Our score, 12 to nothing. Bear Bobcats lead the Willow Springs Bears. We'll take a timeout, back with the second quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at five area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for information.
Time for a change? We'll try Pete Santa Thayer's all-new house pan pizza made with fresh, never frozen dough, made in-house daily, topped with fresh ingredients and 100% real mozzarella cheese, and it's pan-fried to a crispy golden brown crust. What goes better than football season and pizza? Call 417-264-3800 for carry-out or delivery, or visit PeteSin.com to place your order now for the Pete Santa Thayer. And they say, go Bobcats.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats are in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Willow Springs Bears. Second down and 1 as we come back from the quarter break. They're already leading 12-0 and threatening to put 6 more on the board. Landry pits up under center, got a split backfield behind him, double wide set. Going to hand it off right in the middle. That is Willison. Willison breaks the tackle. He's down to the 10 on a first down on a 10-yard run by Griffin Willison, the Bobcat fullback, right up the gut. Yeah, that thigh seems like it's okay.
Yeah, I think it's also a distant memory.
Yeah. They mark him down just outside the 10-yard line. I think Thayer could get a first down without getting into the end zone. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. Bobcats threatening first and 10 from the 11-yard line. Willison and Willison in the backfield. Landry pits up under center, gives it to Jackson. Jackson cuts it up in the middle and dives down to about the 7. Looks like about a 4-yard pickup that time for Jackson Willison. And Thayer just, I mean, they came out tonight, I mean, business-like, good intensity level, and they said, we want to get back into Bobcat form after the loss last week. And I think you said it right, Adam. They play them with a chip on their shoulder here tonight.
And it's almost scary.
It is. Second down at about 6 for the Thayer Bobcats. This time, I formation, kind of an offset I. And again, double wide. Landry, going to give it to Jackson, running over the left side, breaks the tackle, weaves his way down toward the end zone. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Jackson Willison on a 6-yard touchdown run over the left tackle, and with 11:02 to go in the second quarter, the Thayer Bobcats score their third touchdown of the night, and they will take a 18-0 lead. They'll line up in the swinging gate here, and are they going to go for 2, or are they going to kick it? Now it looks like they're going to kick it. The wind somewhat at the backs of the Bobcats this time. Really kind of blowing diagonal from the northwest to the southeast. There's the ball back. Kick is up, and it is good right down the middle. Zach Jones hits the extra point, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 19-0 over the Willow Springs Bears. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. When I was a young boy, I always dreamed of being a Chevrolet dealer. Now that dream is reality here in West Plains, and I look forward to being able to continue to serve the community as your local Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Been all Thayer Bobcats here at Lewis Bosman Field. The Thayer Bobcats lead it now 19-0 over the Willow Springs Bears. Three touchdowns in the first quarter and 1 minute of the second. Has been an impressive display by the Thayer Bobcat offense, Adam. Throwing the ball, running the ball, doing just about whatever they want to.
Yeah, they've already got nine first downs on the game.
Nine first downs.
It's a pretty good
and
start.
And we're only a minute into the second quarter.
Yep.
Wow. Willow Springs Bears back to receive the kick here. Zach Jones tees it up at the 40-yard line. They are just scoring on a Jackson Willison. Six-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. And now the referee says we're ready to go. There, Bobcats set to boot it away. Zach Jones comes to the ball, kicks it. End over end kick taken by the up man at the 27-yard line. Looking for some room to run. Oh, cuts it up the middle. Finally got jugged down. Out across the 40. And a penalty flag coming down. From way back yonder.
It's Brandon Prince with the tackle.
Yeah, well, it's Prince on the tackle. I don't know what the guy way down there could have seen up where the tackle was made, but the flag came flying. He threw that thing about 15 yards.
Yeah.
Good thing the wind was at his back.
Yeah, I didn't know they could fly that far.
It'll be first and 10 for the Willow Bears. We'll see what the call is going to be. Here is holding against the Bobcats.
On a kickoff.
How do you hold on defense? I've never figured that out. Holding on the defense. All right, so it'll be a Bear Bass or Bear football, and they'll have it in Bobcat territory at the 47-yard line after they mark off the 10 yards. Well, strange call there. First and 10 for the Willow Springs Bears. Here comes their quarterback. That is Taylor Rothermich. 5'7", 152-pound junior quarterback. He's a lefty. Got good speed. Got two receivers wide to the near side of the field. Got a man on his left hip to protect him back there. There goes Ferguson in motion across the front of the formation. They hand it off. No, quarterback's going to keep it on a little draw play and power it down to the 40-yard line. That's a nice run by Rothermich. Picks up about seven. That'll bring up a second down and three. Actually, second down and four. Give him six on the play. Second down and about four for the Willow Springs Bears. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Willow Springs Realty, the law office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. They come the Bears on a second down and four. Rothermich, the quarterback, good snap, running a little option play, pitches it out. Got man, got some room to run, cuts it up the right side, breaks the tackle, and dives ahead for a first down. That's a nice run there by Gavin Ferguson, number 30. And a pickup of about 6 yards. And that'll be a first down for the Willow Springs Bears. Their second first down of the night?
Yep.
Second first down of the night for the Willow Springs Bears. They're down to the Thayer 36-yard line. They officially put him down right there. That's good speed there by the young man, Gavin Ferguson, another junior, 5'10", 173-pounder. They've got some speed on this team, but they're awfully young.
Yeah, they are. The Bobcats have held them to 14 yards total so far.
And they're learning a new offense and new defense. Here they come, down to 4 seconds on the play clock. Rothermich up under center. Long snap, takes it, rolling to his left, looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure on him, throws it, his arm was hit, and the ball is incomplete down to 30-yard line. Receiver trying to make a catch, and Griffin Willison ran right through him. That pass intended for Ginley Dudko. Dudko had the ball knocked away at the last minute by Griffin Willison. And it'll be second down and 10 for the Bears at the Thayer 36-yard line. 9:35 to go here in the first quarter. That one, and I think Bobcat defender kind of hit his arm just as he let it go.
A lot of big hits in this game already.
Yeah, there have been. Willow Springs again in shotgun formation for Rothermich. And he's straight back looking to throw. Swings it out to the back, trying to get to the outside. Bobcats hit him in the backfield. He gets loose down to the 34 and brought down right there. And it was Griffin Willison again coming up, making the stick at about the 34-yard line. Be just a couple on the play. It'll bring up third down and 8. Bobcats almost had him in the backfield, and I think that might have been Mark Spencer.
I believe so.
Got back there defensively, almost made a great play for a big loss.
He almost made a sack the play before. He was the one that hit the arm.
Yeah, hit the arm, yeah. So Mark Spencer getting some penetration into the backfield. See if he can make a big play here on third down and 8 for the Willow Spring Bears. And good to see Mark Spencer back out there after having to sit out last week. Rother Mitch in shotgun. Got Ferguson going across the front of the formation. They fake it to him. Straight back looking to throw. Looking to his right. Throwing this one down the field. And this ball is going to be incomplete. Incomplete. Two Bobcats were there defensively trying to pick it off, and neither one of them could make the catch. And probably better off, because now you force Willow to punt, I think. They may go for it here on fourth down. Fourth and 8, down to the Thayer 34. Rother Mitch has gone to the sideline, see if he's going to get a play in. I guess you're down 19-0. This is you got to go for this on fourth down.
I would think so.
Yeah, got to go for it on fourth down here with the ball inside the 35-yard line. And they're going to. Number 7 coming in with the quarterback. That is Ian Smith, another running back. 5'10", 147-pounder. Dudko will go out. 3 seconds on the play clock, and Willow's going to have to spend the timeout here. Yeah, Willow Spring Bears take the timeout. Fourth and 8 with 8:41 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Welcome back to Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. The Thayer Bobcats with a 19-0 lead over the Willow Spring Bears. 8:41 to go in the first half. I want to say thanks to our Bobcat boosters tonight. Good folks like Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Barton Electric in Thayer, the Steak and Shake of West Plains, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, the Alton Bank, and Thayer Fitness and Nutrition. Willow Spring Bears with a big play here. They've got a fourth down and 8 at the Bobcat 34-yard line. They're going to go for it. Rother Mitch in shotgun formation. He's got Ferguson on his left side. Straight back looking to throw. Heaving this one down the field. And this ball is incomplete. Almost intercepted. And a good play down there by Rowan Spencer. Knocking that one away from the receiver.
Nope, and that one was Brendan Bigger.
Oh, is that Bigger?
Yeah.
Oh, number 8. All right. With this font that they're using on their numbers, the 8s and 9s and the 6s all look about alike.
They all look the same.
All right, so that was Bigger. Nice play defensively. So Thayer takes over as they hold the Willow Spring Bears on a 4th and 8 from the 34-yard line. Fourth possession of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. They scored on the first three.
You know, I think he tried to set that like a volleyball for Lane Grimes to get over there and catch it.
I think he tried to knock it down and went up. First and 10, Bobcats. Pits up under center, pitches it to Willison. Willison's got some room to the outside. He's going to get out to the 40 and taken out of bounds at about the 42. Actually, it's the 41. They mark him down with a penalty flag down. We got a holding on the Thayer Bobcats coming over on the backside of the play. That play looked like it had a lot of potential. Willow Springs did a good job to string it out to the sideline. But it'll be all for naught. Give me a 10-yard penalty. Back it all the way up to the 24-yard line. Well, Thayer with a 1st and 20. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. 8:29 to go in the first half. Thayer trying to get a 4-touchdown lead here over the Willow Spring Bears on senior night at Lewis Bosman Field. Landry Pitts will be in shotgun here. Got Griffin Willison back to protect. Rolling to his right with a snap. Looking to go deep. Now going to have to tuck it under and run. Running against the grain. He's to the 30, to the 35, out to the 40. Cuts it back to the 50-yard line. On his feet to the 40, 35, 30. Cuts it back inside again. Breaks the tackle all the way down to the 23-yard line. That is 10, 20, 30, 40, 52 yards on a first and 20. And if they are Bobcats, they're in business. They're back in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Ball down to the 27-yard line.
You got to love to see that even that far down the field, he still had blockers.
He did have blockers down there, and he used them. First and 10. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And here come the Thayer Bobcats. Going to line up in a power T, double tight set. 8 minutes to go in the half. Thayer on a first down. Pitts turns, hands it off up in the middle. That is Grimes. Grimes breaks the tackle and gets down inside the 15. Brought down by the heel of his shoe at the 14-yard line. I mean, he was within an eyelash of breaking that thing for a touchdown, running right up the gut. A 9-yard pickup for Lane Grimes on his first carry from the line of scrimmage. Second down and... wait a minute. They say first down. So 10 yards on the play. So another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats running that power T. Gave it to Grimes, who was in the middle. They're going to line up in it again. Willison, and Grimes in the backfield. Pitts up under center, and Landry going to keep it on the quarterback sneak, and he is going to carry the pile down to about the 10-yard line. That'll be about a 3-yard gain on first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Actually, about 4 when they mark him down. Ball's right inside the 10-yard line. Thayer can get a first down without getting a touchdown. And just running clock right here. Second down and 6 for the Bobcats. Playing a little old-fashioned power football on this drive. Second and 6 for the Thayer Bobcats. That big offensive line, which had been good, and missing Brady Justice out there tonight, who is out of the game tonight. Split backfield here. Thayer going to hand it to Griffin. No, Pitts is going to keep it running around the left side. Did he get in? Touchdown. Yes, he did. Touchdown. 9-yard touchdown run. Landry Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer up now 25-0 with 6:55 to go in the first half. Fourth touchdown of the night. That's $200 for the kids of St. Jude thanks to Thayer Dental Care. Dr. Patel and staff, thank you very much for your contributions to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thayer will attempt the extra point here. Zach Jones on the kick, trying to make it a 26-0 game. And Willow jumping off sides. Kick is back. Ball is, well, the kick is up. And it was good, but play's blown dead on the offsides on Willow Springs. So they'll move it ahead, and if you're a Thayer Bobcat, you might think about going for 2 from the 1.5-yard line.
I'd run that box on one side and tell Landry Pitts
to kick it. I'm just going to kick it. It's 25-0. You're dominating the game. Just go ahead and kick it. Might need to kick one. Might need to kick a field goal. So as many times as you can practice it and practice it and practice it, better off you are in game situation. There's a good snap, ball down, kick is up, and it is good. Right. No, pulled it wide left. I thought it looked good from here. Pulled it wide left, so it's no good, and our score remains 25-0. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Willow Springs Bears. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have had 4 offensive possessions tonight, and they have scored 4 touchdowns, and we've still got almost 7 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer leads it 25-0 over the Willow Springs Bears. Bears back to receive the kick here after the Landry Pitts 9-yard touchdown run. Rother Mitch is back deep to receive, along with, looks like number 2, Ferguson?
I believe so.
Yep, one of the first, number 30, Gavin Ferguson back there, number 30. And a couple of up men. They go 5-2-2-2 in their lineup here. And here's a short kick. This one's not going to go 10 yards. That'll be a penalty. against the Thayer Bobcats. And Willow Springs will get the ball right there at the 46-yard line. And it'll be first and 10, so the Bears on the Bobcat side of the 50-yard line to start this drive. Not a whole lot shaken for the Willow Springs Bears offensively in this game tonight. About 15 yards?
16 yards.
16 yards in total offense. It actually had 9 yards for Ferguson on two carries. Here we go, first and 10 for the Willow Springs Bears. Taylor Rothermich at quarterback. He'll be up under center. They have the I-backs behind him. That is Gibson and Ferguson. He's up under center. Gives to the big fullback running up in the middle. There's nowhere to go. Just about a yard on the play for...
Oh, Kyron has the ball.
Kyron took it away from him?
Yeah. I'll
see Magnuson what the officials the are going to do here. And I think the officials... It is Thayer Bobcat football. Kyron Magnuson took it away from him. And the Thayer Bobcats have got it at the 43-yard line. What a play by Kyron Magnuson. Kyron took it away from him. And I got to say, that play should have been blown dead way before that happened.
I agree. There's about 8 guys in the scrum.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, they're about 3 seconds before they blew that play dead. And in the scrum, Kyron Magnuson took the ball away from the running back. So Thayer back in business here after the second turnover of the half by the Willow Springs Bears. Thayer with Willison and Willison in the backfield. They give it up in the middle. That is Jackson Willison. And he'll dive ahead across the 45 to about the 46-yard line, running right up the middle. Still picked up 4 yards, almost 5 on the play. Jackson Willison having a good night tonight.
57 yards on 10 carries.
And we've still got 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half. So Thayer with their 5th possession. They've scored on all 4 possessions prior to this one. Ball now at their own 47-yard line on a 2nd down and a long 5. And wide to the far side is Spencer. Grimes wide to the near side. Handoff is going to go inside to Griffin Willison. Griffin drives ahead across the 50 and to the 49. Nothing fancy on this drive. Just good old-fashioned power football. That'll bring up a 3rd down and 1 for the Thayer Bobcats. So Griffin Willison with a carry.
He's got 22 yards on 4 carries.
Wow. Well, good night for the Bobcat backfield here tonight. And it's good to see the Willison boys back in that backfield.
Yeah, and having a good night.
Yeah, it had been a couple of weeks since we'd seen them back there together. 3rd down and 1. Pitts up under center at the 50-yard line. Straight back looking to throw. Pass is tipped at the line and falls incomplete. Bobcat's trying to throw that pass over the middle to Lane Grimes and was deflected by one of the defensive linemen. Good play there. So Thayer now with a 4th down and 1 from near midfield. And looks like they will probably go for it here. 4th and 1. Willow Springs Bears looking for the stop. Big number 75, Peyton Clinton, 6'3", 320 pounds in the middle of that line. Landry going to turn, pitch it to Willison. Willison trying to get to the outside. Dives ahead. He didn't make it. Oh, I don't know.
They're going to give him a good spot on that.
It looks like he's going to get a good spot, and it'll be a 1st down. He needed 1, got about a yard and a half. And that was just a good run by Jackson Willison, maintaining his balance after he got hit. Good defensive play by Willow Springs, but still enough for a 1st down. And that 1st down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. Thayer with a new set of downs at the Willow Springs 47-yard line. 5:15 to go in the first half. Peyton Mills in the ballgame now for Thayer. He takes a handoff running up the left side right over left tackle and will pick up about 4 yards. Well, Thayer getting 4 or 5 yards on just about every carry tonight. Well, Peyton Mills in for the Thayer Bobcats. Griffin Willison, they'll rest that leg over there. By the way, Mean Austin Green still got ice on his, I believe it's his ankle, on the Bobcats sideline. 2nd down and about 6 for the Bobcats. Mills and Willison in the backfield. Boy, they're up close to the quarterback. Bobcats going to go with a quick hitter here. Now they give it to Jackson. Jackson running up in the middle. Ball comes out, picked up by Magnuson. And he fumbles in, and Willow Springs has got it. The Bears have got it back at the 20-yard line. So Willison had that ball poked out from behind. Magnuson picked it up, and then he fumbled it, and Willow Springs recovers down at the 20-yard line. So something a little positive for the Willow Springs Bears here in the first half. That's the first turnover of the game for the Thayer Bobcats. So Jackson Willison coughs it up And then Magnuson picked it up, ran for about another 5 or 6 yards. When he got hit, it came out of there. Like you said, Adam, there had been some hard hits in this game. Good old-fashioned SCA football right there.
Yeah.
First and 10, Willow Springs at their own 20-yard line. Bobcats have got them pinned deep. Rother Mitch, the quarterback, got a man on his left hip. Two receivers on the far side, and they got a man on the wing out there. Now Ferguson coming in motion. Handed off to the other back going the other way, and he is brought down right there. It's going to be a couple of yards on the loss. Number 35, Nate McDaniels on the carry, and there was nowhere to go. Actually, excuse me. It's actually going to be a 5-yard loss on the play. A deep handoff out of the shotgun. And the play goes for a 5-yard loss for number 35, Nate McDaniel. He says, Coach, just don't run that play again. Second and 15 for the Willow Springs Bears back at their own 15-yard line. Rother Mitch up under center. Straight back looking to throw. Quick out's going to be caught by the wideout. He sidesteps one tackler and then gets hit. He won't get out of that tackle. Brought down at about the 23. About 2 yards on play. Number 7, Ian Smith makes the reception. And they gave him the 5 back that they had lost on the first play. So it's 3rd down and 10 for the Willow Springs Bears. 5 yards on that completion for Rother Mitch, which almost looked like a lateral. We'll give him a pass, but that may have been a backwards pass. We'll give him a forward pass on it anyway. Rother Mitch getting the play in from the sideline. 14 seconds on the play clock. Willow just now breaking the huddle with 10 seconds to go. We're down to 3:02 to play in the first half. Their defense trying to get a stop here on 3rd down. Shotgun formation for Rother Mitch. Takes the pass. Rolling to his left. Got pressure back there. Gets hit once. Gets away from it. Oh, a big block in the backfield. Rother Mitch trying to run. Gets away from another tackler and finally brought down at about the 23-yard line. He'll pick up with all that about 2-3 yards on the carry. They'll bring up 4th down and 7. And Willow Springs going to be forced to punt.
Got 3 yards, but ran for probably 20.
It probably did. Did you see that block back
that
there?
Was.
Bobcat defender was about to make a tackle, and about 3 Willow Springs Bears offensive linemen hit whoever it was. I didn't see who it was, and knocked him about 5 yards. And here's the punt. High kick. Going to hang up. Grimes. Nope. Grimes is going to get it. Oh, and he fumbles it, and Willow Springs has recovered. Fair Bobcats tried to run a little reverse handoff. Spencer handed it to Grimes, and as soon as he took the handoff, he got hammered and fumbled the football. And Lane went over and told Spencer, don't hand me that ball like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of those things. And the guy that's handing off has got to read that a little bit better than that.
Yeah.
When the defender's right there, you just keep it and go. Anyway, Thayer turns it over at their own 36-yard line, and the Willow Springs Bears are back in business at the Bobcat 36. First and 10, Rother Mitch up under center, eye backs behind him. Stands straight up looking to throw, throws this one back to the 40, and the ball carrier gets up across the 40, or the 35, to about the 32. Pick up of, about 5 yards on the play. Pass caught over there by the number...
I believe it was number 5, Ryan Kohler.
Number 5, Ryan Kohler, making the reception. Second down at about 5 for the Willow Springs Bears. Minute 58 to go. In the first half, Bobcat defense trying to pitch a shutout here in the first half. And he'll have to get a stop here. Second down and a 5. Rother Mitch up under center. Eye back behind him again. There goes Ferguson in motion. Just to the end, stops. They're going to give a handoff in the backfield, number 35. That is McDaniel. McDaniel carries it over the right side, picks up about 3, maybe 4. They're going to mark him down at about the 36. So picks up enough for a first down, they say. They're going to move the chains here. First down, Willow Springs on the 5-yard pickup. It'll be first and 10 at the 25-yard line, actually about the 26. Clock working against the Bears here, down to a minute 45 to go. Rother Mitch breaks the huddle, 17 seconds on the play clock. Up under center. Eye backs again. Got a man going in motion, coming to the near side of the field. And Rother Mitch going to give it on a handoff. That is Ferguson. Ferguson gets on the corner, turns it up the right side, and gets hit and drop, but not till he picks up about 7 or 8 yards on that play. He's inside the 20, down to about the, what, about the 17? Going to bring up a second down and one with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter of this game. Their Bobcat defense, you know they want to get a stop right here.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to give up a touchdown on senior night.
No, you do not. Willow Springs on a second down and one. Rothermich got Ferguson in motion. Stops him at the end. Long signal count here. Baird got to get in a hurry. Down to 10 seconds on the play clock. We're under a minute to go. Rothermich still up under center. Finally gives on a handoff. That is going to be Ferguson. Running over the right side. Oh, he got smacked. And the hard hits continue. That was Jackson Willison for the Thayer Bobcats on the stop. But not before first down. And with 39 seconds to go, Barrett got it down at the 14-yard line, first and 10. Clock will start, and the Bears not seeming to be in any hurry here. Down to the 16-yard line. Willow Springs taking their, they're still in the huddle. We're down to 25 seconds to go. Now they break that huddle with 22. Going to the right side, play clock at 10. Game clock at 17. Rothermich still taking his time out there. Where they're going, this will be the final play. As a handoff, trying to get to the outside, and the ball carrier is going to be hemmed up and brought down at the 12-yard line. And it'll be about a 2-yard gain. We're going to get a timeout call, finally, by the Willow Spring Bears with 6 seconds remaining in the first half. Griffin Willison making the stop for the Thayer Bobcats. And Willow Springs says, you know what, we're going to run it down here, and they're going to take one shot at it. That's about all they're going to have. 6 seconds to go. Coming up, we'll have the halftime report for you. Stay tuned for that, the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. We'll talk about the stats, of course, for the first half of this game. And we'll get some of the scores and highlights of other games around. Might even, well, I don't think they started yet, but the American League Championship Baseball Series starts tonight. Red Sox and Astros, who you picking?
Ooh, go Red Sox.
Yeah, I'm going with the Astros to win that one.
I hate the Astros.
Yeah, well, you got the Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves in the other series, in the National
League. I think the Dodgers will end up getting it.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, too.
Well, that's who knocked the Cardinals out, so that's who I'd like to see
win.
That'd
be okay.
Well, you always want to lose to the winner.
Well, I guess. All right, here we go. Second down and 10 from the Thayer Bobcat 11-yard line. Willow Springs Bears trying to put some points on the board here. 6 seconds to go in the first half. Probably time for just this one play. Rothermich is in shotgun. Two backs behind him, straight back, looking to throw, looking to throw, looking to throw. Bobcats bring him down. It's a sack.
Oh,
a sack
Jackson
by
Willison.
Jackson Willison all the way back at the 20-yard line. That'll be a loss. That'll be a loss of 7 yards on the play, and that's the end of the first half. The Thayer Bobcats, 25. Willow Springs Bears, nothing. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Pizza Inn of Thayer halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9. And Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here. Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back in Lewis Bosman Field. It is halftime. Welcome to the Pizza Inn of Thayer halftime report. Thayer Bobcats have dominated this one. They lead it 25-0 at the break. Let's take a look at the scoring. In the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats took the opening kickoff and 8 plays, 70 yards, and scored on a 1-yard quarterback sneak. Landry Pitts in for the touchdown. Extra point was no good. Thayer led 6-0 with 8:42 to go in the first quarter. Thayer kicked off the Willow Springs. The Bears turned it over on their first play. They had a high snap. The quarterback got his hands on it, but about the time he started to corral it, he got a hit. Ball popped out. Bobcats recovered. And Thayer took it over, and they marched it right in for a touchdown again. It was Landry Pitts to Kyron Magnuson, the tight end, for a touchdown pass. And with 6:43 to go in the first quarter, it was 12-0. That's the way the first quarter ended. Thayer Bobcats scored first in the second quarter with 11:02 to play. Jackson Willison scored on a 6-yard run around left end. Extra point was good. Thayer led at that point 19-0. Willow Springs took a little time off the clock. Thayer held them on a fourth down play. Thayer took over the football, and with 6:55 to go in the first half, Landry Pitts runs it in from 9 yards out. And that drive featured a 52-yard run by the Bobcat quarterback, Landry Pitts. So he got the credit for the touchdown. Extra point was no good. That made it 25-0. That's how the first half ended. Thayer leading Willow Springs here at Lewis Bosman Field. We got future Bobcats down on the field right now. Future Bobcat cheerleaders and Mighty Mites, who are playing right here at Lewis Bosman Field tomorrow. Who are they playing tomorrow?
I'm not even sure who they're playing, to be honest with you.
I know that, but they do have games tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch some Mighty Mite,
10 o'clock.
Start at 10 o'clock. You want to watch some Mighty Mite football, get out to Lewis Bosman in the morning at 10 o'clock and enjoy that. It's always a lot of fun. All right, again, halftime score, 25-0. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. Bobcats dominating, just from the general fan standpoint, and they are dominating stats, too. Statman Adam working on getting those finalized. We'll have those for you in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up on fall favorites from Columbia fleece jackets, hoodies, flannel shirts, and save 20% off. Find the latest styles at Under Armour, Hook, and Life is Good Apparel, all at 20% off. Check out the restocked hat wall. Over 400, yes, 400 new hats available. And take a look at all the latest in camo, boots, hunting gear, and accessories. If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, it's Statman Adam here at the Pizza Inn of Thayer halftime show, and we've got stats for you. Redbone Mike Crace had to step out for just a short moment. We'll just start with some Willow Springs stats. Rushing-wise, not much going on. They've got 28 yards total. Most of that coming on the heels of Gavin Ferguson, who has four carries with 21 yards. Passing-wise, Taylor Rothermich is 3-for-7 with 12 yards. That'll bring their first half totals to 40 yards total with four first downs, all on the ground. The Thayer Bobcat side, it's a little more hectic. Their rush-wise, they have 171 yards with seven first downs, three touchdowns. Landry Pitts has 68 yards and two touchdowns on five carries. Jackson Willison, 58 yards on 11 carries. Landry Pitts also threw the ball 6-for-9 with 80 yards, five first downs, one touchdown. Three touchdowns on the ground and seven first downs altogether. So their first half totals, 251 yards with 12 first downs and four touchdowns.
You know, the thing that's impressive about those stats, Adam, is the fact that the Bobcats, and we talked about this with Coach Weber in the pregame, you don't find many Class 1 football teams that are efficient both in the air and on the ground.
Even with the wind at your back.
Yeah, even with a 30-mile-an-hour wind out here sometimes. But this Bobcat team can do it either way, and they've proven that here tonight. So a good first half for the Thayer Bobcats. Again, they lead it by a score of 25-0 over the Willow Springs Bears. We're going to take a timeout. And send it back to the Ecom Sports Desk. Mike Robertson there working on some of the games that are going on elsewhere around the region. We'll be back to Lewis Bothman Field in about 5 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State Area's new Beef Barn, Mohawk Stock Yards, at the state line, just off U.S. 63 and Nettleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk Stock Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755. Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, good evening. This is the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. I'm Mike Robertson. We're going to check some of the scores from around the area. Of course, our game, if you've missed the score, it is Thayer leading 25-0 here at the half. West Plains at the half dominated Waynesville 35-0 in that game. Ava leading Kabul. It is 28-9 or excuse me, 21-9 in that game. Liberty over Salem, 14-0. It is Rivercrest leading Highland, 26-6. Mountain Home trails Benton, 28-10. And Batesville losing to Wynn right now, 18-0. And for you baseball fans in the ALCS right now, a good game. Red Sox and Astros tied at one, top of the third inning. We'll keep you updated on the scores throughout the night. We'll be back down to Lewis Bossman Field here in just a few minutes with Mike and Adam. Stay tuned for that. We'll do that right after we hear from a few of our sponsors.
When selling your home, you could do everything yourself. But if you have a REMAX agent, they know a team of experts who will get the job done right.
I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at REMAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit laurenallenllc.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And welcome back to Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, where the Thayer Bobcat Pride Marching Band has been entertaining out on the field and doing a great job. And by the way, congratulations to the Thayer Band. They went over to Potosi for some band competition last week, and they won a boatload of awards over there and showed everybody why here tonight. And right now, Mr. Rhyme, the band teacher, recognizing his seniors. And they will take off their band shoes and leave them on the field. That's kind of become a tradition in high school bands. They will take off their band shoes, the seniors, and they will leave them on the field. Now, this is symbolic for the regular season. Of course, the Thayer Bobcats, the way it looks right now, will host at least one district game. And when those seniors are going to walk off without their shoes, and the rest of the band members forming a big chute for them to walk out and give them a salute and a nice round of applause by these Thayer Bobcat fans. That's good to see in the band. And Adam and I have talked about it a number of times through the course of the year. Marching bands and pep bands and things like that are making a huge comeback in football. And I don't know if it's everywhere, but I know it certainly is here in Southern Missouri, and that is so good to see, a major part of high school football on Friday night. I want to look at some scores around. West Plains, again, leading Waynesville at the half. Now, the Zizzlers, remember a couple weekends ago, got beat by Lebanon. Is that right? Yeah, Lebanon beat the West Plains Zizzlers. And Lebanon is losing tonight at halftime, 14-12 to Rolla. If Rolla could somehow upset Lebanon tonight, West Plains would be back into a tie for the Ozark Conference Championship with just 1 week left in the regular season. So that's an interesting development there going on in Southern Missouri. Again, Rolla leading number four Lebanon 14-12 at halftime. And just looking at some other scores, some of the teams in the Thayer Bobcat District Saw one here earlier. Diamond is leading Sarcoxie 14-0. That's the only other score out of the district that I was able to find online. But and that kind of surprises me there, too. That Sarcoxie team is number three in the district standings. If they were to lose to Diamond, they might drop down to number four in those district standings, which are really starting to gather everybody's attention right now. Well, the Thayer Bobcats are trying to catch Marionville, the undefeated number four-ranked Comets. They're playing Ash Grove. Ash Grove is the number three team in the district. So Marionville and Ash Grove playing tonight, and no score reported on that one. So anyway, and did get an update on the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty game. Liberty Eagles leading Salem 30-0 on senior night over at the Eagles Nest. Right here, the Thayer Bobcats lead the Willow Springs Bears 25-0 at the halftime break. Both teams have made their way back out onto the field, and we're going to take another timeout here on the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll be back with the second half kickoff in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors. Stock up on fall favorites from Columbia fleece jackets, hoodies, flannel shirts, and save 20% off. Find the latest styles of Under Armour, Hook, and Life is Good apparel, all at 20% off. Check out the restocked hat wall. Over 400, just 400 new hats available. And take a look at all the latest in camo, boots, hunting gear, and accessories. If you see it, you better grab it at the annual fall preview sale at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit LaurenAllenLLC.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And I hope you all enjoyed the Pizza Inn of Thayer halftime report. We're back and set for our third quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a 25-0 lead. First half dominated by the Thayer Bobcats both offensively and defensively. And again, those first half stats tell the tale. Thayer with over 252 yards of offense. Willow Springs with 40 in the first half. Here's the kick. Going to be another scrimp kick by the Thayer Bobcats, recovered by the Willow Springs Bears. And they've got it in good field position to start this third quarter. And be right on the 46-yard line. That's where the Bears will take over. First and 10. Bears, last time they had it, drove it down the field, was rather impressive at them. And I think the Bobcats kind of lost focus a little bit. I'm not going to take anything away from Willow Springs. When you're up four touchdowns and you're down to the final 2 minutes of the half, looks like Bobcats slacked up a little bit. But time to get it back on. Tighten up that chin strap and get after it. First and 10, Willow Springs at their own 46. They get a handoff. Here comes a runner coming over the left side. Breaks a tackle. Another. But, ooh, then he gets brought down. And we're going to get a penalty flag down. Looks like we're going to have a face mask on the Thayer Bobcats. Penalty flag down at the 40, right on the 50-yard line. And the ball carrier actually carried for about 6 yards. That was number 35, McDaniel. Picked up 6 yards on the play. Looks like we're going to add some to the end of the run. on a face mask on the Thayer Bobcats. So Willow Springs going to be the beneficiary of a Bobcat penalty here. I mean, is that the first one of the second half? There had, two or three in the first half?
Penalties? Yeah. I believe so. Yeah, I think it was two.
Yeah, I think so. This one takes the ball down to the 34-yard line. So Willow Springs back in the Thayer Bobcat end of the football field again. Here comes quarterback Taylor Rothermich up under center. Eye backs behind him. And he'll give it to the deep back. And he's hit behind the line and brought down, shooting the gap. Griffin Willison, number 22 for the Thayer Bobcats. McDaniel had a couple of good runs against the Bobcats. And Griffin Willison said, okay, we're tired of that. We're going to go get one. That'll be a loss of a yard on the play for number 35, Nate McDaniel. You know, this is a very young Willow Springs team. Quarterback's just a junior. McDaniel's a junior. Jordan Gibson, just a sophomore. Gavin Ferguson, number 30, a junior. Number two, Brendan Ferguson is a senior. He's wide out on the far side. Rothermich trying to throw it out there to it. Got it to him. Got a blocker out there and breaks the one tackle. And finally brought down at about the 29, 30-yard line, somewhere around there. Pickup of about five on the play. It'll bring up a third down and six for the Willow Springs Bears. And down 25 to nothing, Bears are in four down territory. I don't think there's any doubt about that whatsoever. You know, Rothermich throws that quick out. He throws that pretty good.
Yes, he does.
He gets it out there in a hurry, and he gets it where the receiver can catch it on the run.
Yep, they do a good job of catching it while moving.
And they managed to give a blocker out there to give him, you know, some hope of getting some yardage. Third down and six here. Rothermich up under center. I-backs behind it. McDaniel and the company. They give it to McDaniel, run it over the right side. Bobcats hit him at the line, drive him back. He'll get about a yard on the play. Willison, along with Peyton Mills and company, Thayer Bobcats. And I think Weston Rogers was there, too. And Nicholson in on the play. That'll bring up a fourth down and three for the Willow Springs Bears. Fourth and three for the Bears. Opening possession of the third quarter. 9:51 to play in the quarter. They're trying to get a stop here and preserve the shutout. Willow bringing two receivers wide to the near side. Rothermich in shotgun. He's got McDaniels on his left hip. He takes a snap, rolling to his left. Sidestepped one tackler and gets tackled shy of the first down marker. The Bobcats have held.
Old Nicholson with the tackle.
And Nicholson making another tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. There'll be a pickup of 1 yard on the play. And the Bobcats almost got the sack out of it. So it's going to be Thayer Bobcat football. A first down after the Bobcat defense holds the Willow Springs Bears on a fourth and three. First and 10, Thayer. First down powered by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Landry Pitts still in there, quarterback to Bobcat Senior. Lane Grimes breaks the huddle, comes wide to the near side. Spencer wide to the far side. Willison in the backfield. Here they give up the middle. And nowhere to go for the ball carrier. I know it wasn't Jackson. Was it Griffin, or did they start Mills in the second half? Mills had played the end of the first half.
That was Griffin.
It was Griffin. Griffin Willison.
I believe Mills was in there, too.
Yep. And about 1 yard on the pickup for Griffin Willison for the Thayer Bobcats. And second down and nine here for the Bobcats with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bobcats would like to run this thing down the field and get that turbo clock turned on. Landry back in shotgun. Turn, pitches to Willison. Willison breaks the tackle. He's out to the 35. Still on his feet to the 40 and then down right there. Jackson Willison spinning and running over tacklers all the way out to the 39-yard line. That's a first down on a 10-yard pickup for the Thayer Bobcats. And Jackson Willison now up to 68 yards in the ball game tonight. And it's been an offensive night where it's been very balanced for Thayer.
Yeah, Landry Pitts has got 68. Griffin's got 23. And then a 9 and a 10 for Rowan Spencer and Lane Grimes.
First and 10. First down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Split backs. Bobcat's going to hand it in the middle. No. Play action fake. Looking to throw this one down the field. It is caught by Spencer. He's to the 35. He's to the 25. He's to the 10. 5. Touchdown. Rowan Spencer. A 61-yard touchdown throw and catch. Rowan Spencer streaking across the middle field, and I mean, he got a BB thrown to him by Landry Pitts. He made a beautiful catch, never broke stride, and goes in for the touchdown. That, folks, was a pretty play. That's about as pretty as it gets in any kind of football. That looked like Tyreek Hill making a catch from...
Well, if Tyreek Hill's the cheetah, he must be the gazelle.
Rowan Spencer, the Bobcat sophomore, with a beautiful catch over the middle and took it 61 yards for the touchdown. Boy, that'll add to the stat total there. Bobcat's going to kick for the extra point here, trying to make it a 32-0 game. Good snap. Kick is blocked. Somebody from Willow Spring got a big paw on that thing and blocked it, so the extra point is no good. And our score remains 31-0. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Willow Springs Bears. We'll take time now. I'll be back with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company. Our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime. K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, the second touchdown pass tonight for Landry Pitts. The first one was a 9-yard touchdown completion to Magnuson. And this one to Rowan Spencer, 62 yards. Man, that was a pretty play. That's about as pretty as he gets.
Rowan the Gazelle Spencer.
There you go, the Gazelle. Is that what we're going to call him, the Gazelle? He's going to have 2.5 years of being known as the Gazelle. Just a sophomore. Yeah, good-looking player. 62-yard touchdown. And here come the Thayer Bobcats to kick it off again. This time a little punch kick. Going to hit at the 35. Picked up at the 25 by Willow Springs. Back out to the 30. And down right there goes the ball carrier at about the 32-yard line. And who was it made the tackle?
I believe it was Nick Gorham.
Yeah, it was Nick Gorham, number 88, with another nice play for the Thayer Bobcats. He had a couple of those tonight. Got in a little bit on defense there at the end of the first half and made a couple of good stops. And that's where Willow Springs will have it, first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Thayer Bobcats trying to preserve a shutout here. And it is same offense for the Willow Springs Bears. Taylor Ruthermich back in there, quarterback, the lefty. And a little double wing formation here. Now Willow breaks one of those wings out to a wideout spot. Lone setback. Two and a bunch on the near side. Rothermich looking to throw. Got pressure from the backside and trying to tuck it and run. Gets away from one tackler. But finally brought down by Peyton Mills at about the 36-yard line. Running about 20 yards. Picks up about 4 for Rothermich, the quarterback. He's elusive.
He is.
Of course, he's only 5'7". So there's not a whole lot there to grab hold of when you do finally catch up to him. But tough kid.
You know, he's probably ran the ball 60 or 70 yards, but he's only got 8 officially on the night.
Yeah, he's been under pressure. That time, the pressure by Weston Rogers in the backfield, disrupting the play. Second down and 5 here for the Willow Springs Bears. Rothermich breaks the huddle with 8 seconds on the play clock. They're going to have to hurry. Up under center with 5. Eye backs behind him. Got a man in motion with 2. And just got it off. They're going to give it to him. Here's a give off. Going to go to number 35. That is McDaniel running over the right side. And he picks up about 1 yard. Got driven backwards on the hit. And he ran kind of tentative that time, Adam. Remember last time he carried the ball?
He's been hit 3 or 4 really.
Yeah, Bobcats really laid a hit on him. And actually that time I think it was, that wasn't 35. It was 43. That is Dudko. Dudko on the run. And bring up 3rd down and 3 after a nice pickup by Dudko on the play. Clock running down to 6:50 to go in the third quarter. They're leading 31-0. Willow with 2 receivers out wide to the near side. Ball right in the middle of the field. Rothermich in shotgun. Rolling to his left. Going to pitch it. And the pitch is dropped, but right back on it is the ball carrier. That was McDaniel. And it's going to lose about 3 yards on the play. And it's going to bring up a 4th down. Now, here's another one of those instances where they took the ball. They're taking it back to the line of scrimmage.
We've been seeing that a lot here lately.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask an official about that because, I mean, obviously he was tackled back here at the 34-yard line, and they mark it all the way up to 39. But anyway, Willow Springs looks like they're going to punt. Lane Grimes and Rowan Spencer. I bet if there's good coverage on this play, Spencer doesn't hand it to Grimes again. There's a bad snap, rolls to the punter, but he gets the kick away. Going to be a end-over-end kick, going to hit about the 45, roll down inside the 35 to the 34, downed right there by Willow Springs. And that's where the Thayer Bobcats will have it, first and 10 with 6:26 to go in the third quarter.
Good to see Mean Austin Green back out there on that play.
Is he back out there?
Yep.
All right, well, that is good to see. Mean Austin Green. No, he's still on the side.
Nope, I just seen him. That's somebody else.
Oh, is that somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not sure who that is.
Yeah, Mean Austin Green is back out there. I bet they wrapped that ankle in some tape, and you're not going to keep him off the field on senior night.
Told the trainer, hey, we got to do something different.
Yeah. Bobcats come out here in a power T formation, going to give a little handoff to Grimes. Grimes run up the middle, breaks a tackle, breaks another, and gets out to the 40-yard line. That's a good run on first down by Lane Grimes for the Thayer Bobcats. Picks up about 6 yards on the play. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Ball at the 40-yard line. Thayer's got to get it out to the 44 for a first and 10. 6 minutes to go in the third. Bobcats have scored 5 touchdowns. 3 on the ground, 2 in the air. Will they even that up here on this drive, or will they get a 4th rushing touchdown? We'll find out as they continue to meet in the huddle. Now they break it with 8 seconds on the play clock. Pitts up under center. Split backs behind him. 2 seconds on the play clock. Here's a snap. Handoff is going to go to Griffin Willison. He fights ahead for a couple of yards. Going to bring up a 3rd down and short for the Thayer Bobcats. Griffin. Well, he gets those tough yards up in there between the tackles. And he picked up about 3. They needed 4. 3rd down and 1 for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 8 checking into the game for Thayer here. That'll be Brendan Biggers. Brendan Biggers checked. And now they do say a 1st down. Wow. I thought that was well short. But the official says, nope, that's 1st down. So another 1st down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. The Bobcats have got a bunch of 1st downs in this game.
Yeah, that makes number 14 on the 9.
14 1st downs. 1st and 10, Thayer split backs. And at the Griffin, or Jackson Willison, he's out to the 45, break the tackle to the 50, all the way down to the 44-yard line, and brought down from behind. That's a 12-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. And, yeah, that toe's feeling fine right now, folks. That toe is feeling just fine. That looked like the Jackson Willison we saw in weeks 1 through 5.
Yeah, that gives him 80 yards on 13 carries.
Looking for a 100-yard night here on senior night. Final regular season game here at Lewis Bosman Field. Be a bit of a sentimental night for these Thayer Bobcats. But the way things look right now, they will host at least one district game. That would be the first one here at Lewis Bosman. So 1st and 10, 1st down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Bobcats give to Grimes, running up in the middle out of the power T. He gets down to about the 42-yard line. Pick up about 3 on 1st down for Fast Lane Grimes. So we got the Gazelle, we got the Fast Lane. We got Mean Austin Green.
You got the two-headed rhino and the Willison brothers.
Yeah, there you go. 2nd down and about 7. Here for the Thayer Bobcats. We're down to 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer has dominated this one from the outset. Rowan Spencer wide to the far side. Bobcats got 3 and a bunch on the near side. Give it to Jackson Willison. He cuts it back the other way, going against the grain. He's at a 35. He's at a 30. Got one man to beat, and he gets dragged down around the 28-yard line. But another big run. That one covers 10, 22 yards. And another Thayer Bobcat 1st down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. 22 yards for Jackson Willison. Didn't see anything up in the middle. Cut that one back against the grain, and a good decision. And that puts him over 100 yards on the line. 102 yards rushing for Jackson Willison and the Thayer Bobcats. On a 1st down inside the Community First Banking Company red zone for the Thayer Bobcats. 1st and 10. Jackson and Griffin Willison in the backfield. Now Jackson lines up with a flanker. Griffin Willison, the lone setback. Bobcats going on a jet sweep. Give it to Grimes. He gets drugged down from behind. That's a nice defensive play out there by number 45. 43, I'm sorry, Dutko. Dudko making the play for Willow Springs. That's a beautiful defensive play right there from Dudko. Dudko kid's been all over the place tonight. He's just a junior.
Yes, he has. We've said his last name a lot.
Yeah. Second down and 12.
Because we can barely pronounce his first name. How do you say that? Jannetty.
Jannetty Dudko. Second down and 12 for the Thayer Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company red zone at the 25-yard line of the Willow Springs Bears. Clock just broke 3 minutes to go. Bobcats running an old Statue of Liberty play. Got it to Griffin Willison. He fights out of one tackle and gets back to the original line of scrimmage and stacked up right there. And about a 3-yard pickup. Bring up third down and 9 for the Thayer Bobcats. And the wind starts to pick up just as the Bobcats get in a situation where they want to throw the football. Third down and 9 now for the Thayer Bobcats. And again, leading already 31 to nothing. They'd like to get another touchdown and turn on that turbo clock. Start a celebration for a victory. Bobcats 5-2 coming in, looking for the 6th win of the year. Third down and 9. 2:12 to play in the third quarter. Bobcats run to the line. They're not going to get this play off. Now, there's a penalty going down. Bobcats took too much time. I wondered what the holdup was. And the play clock runs out. No, Billy Weber got a timeout. Coach Weber called a timeout just in the nick of time. And with 2:05 to go in the third quarter, Thayer leads it 31 to nothing over the Willow Springs Bears. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And, well, we got just a second here before the team's lining back up for this third down and 9 play. Mike, you got an update on that West Plains game?
Yeah, we do, Mike. 42 to nothing. West Plains leading Waynesville.
All right, thank you very much. Big game there for the West Plains Zizzards, especially since Lebanon, last time we heard, was getting beat. That could put West Plains back into a tie for first place in the Ozarks Conference. Third down and 9 for the Thayer Bobcats here, trying to move the chains as they're in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Bobcats fake a handoff, running the option play. They pitch it back to Jackson Willison. He's going to turn it back the other way. He's got some blockers over there. This plays to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. Jackson Willison carries a tackler all the way down inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. Well, let's see. They're going to mark him down at about the 7-yard line. So the Bobcats with another first down and a pickup of, well, that's about 15 yards. 15 yards on the ground for Jackson Willison, and that's going to bring up a first and 10. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains, and here come the Bobcat offense. They're in the Community First Banking Company red zone with a first and goal to go, about the 7.5-yard line. Thayer lines up here in a full house backfield, power T, double tight set. Landry Pitts up under center, long signal count. Going to give a little handoff to Grimes. Grimes trying to get to the outside. Going to be wrestled down right at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go that time for Lane Grimes. And it'll be a second down and goal to go from about the 7-yard line for the Thayer Bobcats. Might have moved the chain half a yard, not much. So a big second down play here. Bobcats just playing good old-fashioned power football here against these Willow Springs Bears in this second half. Seen them line up more often than not in that power tee. Down under a minute to go in the third quarter. Play clock at 14 as the Bobcats break the huddle. Again in the power tee, double tight set on a first and goal to go from the 7.5. And the give to Jackson Willison, running over the right side, a little misdirection. He'll get it down to the 4-yard line. About a 4-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. Third down and goal to go. From the 4, down to 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Will the Bobcats try and get another playoff here? Or will they let the clock run out and head to the fourth quarter? I think, Coach Weber looking up at the clock, I think they're just going to let it run out.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
Yeah, if they're going to let the clock run out here on the third quarter, if they're Bobcats, lead the Willow Springs Bears 31-0. We're back with our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field with the Thayer Bobcats into the fourth quarter with a 31-0 lead over the Willow Springs Bears. And they have a third down and goal to go at the Willow 3-yard line. Landry Pitts, Bobcats senior quarterback, he'll go up under center. Got the Willison twins in the backfield. Bobcats three receivers wide to the near side. Bobcats give it to Jackson Willison. Going up the middle. He's in. No. They're going to mark him down. It's going to bring up a fourth and goal to go from about the one. Willison picks up two. I thought he got there. But the officials say, no, no, no. Ball is down at about the one-yard line. Fourth and goal to go. One of the most exciting plays in football right here, if you ask me.
I'm going to say Landry Pitts for the touchdown.
I'm going to think probably the same thing, unless you pull it out and bootleg that thing and throw it to Magnuson. We'll see what happens here. Thayer lines up in a power T. They turn. They give it to Griffin Willison. Willison,
oh,
what a hit. And his touchdown as Willison runs through the tackle from the one-yard line. Griffin Willison, touchdown.
Well, we were both wrong, but the same result.
Man, oh, man.
What a hit.
What a hit. What a hit. And Willison got up in the hole. I didn't see who the defender was, but he took him head on. And, I mean, that was a couple of bulls going at it right there.
Yes, it was.
That makes it 37-0. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. The extra point trying to come. Trying to make it a 38-0 game. Bobcats have not been good tonight on extra points. They've only hit on one.
Somebody jumped early.
Yep, somebody jumped. That'll back him up five. And we'll be on the offense or the defense. Officials are discussing it. It looks like it will be offside on the defense. Well, there you go. That'll make it a little closer.
A half yard.
Half yard. Well, yard and a half. A little bit closer. So Thayer scores with 11:19 to go here in the ball game to make it a 37-0 game, and the extra point try, and somebody moving again. This may take it back to where it was. And what's going to be the call this time? It's going to be offsides again against Willow Springs. That moves it half the distance to the goal line. Offsides on the Bears. One more and you might as well go for two. You're only going to have about 3 inches to go.
All forward.
There we go. Zach Jones on to attempt the extra point here. Maybe. Crowd's kind of looking on going, There's a snap. Ball down. Kick is no good. Missed this one wide right. So with 11:19 to play, our score, Thayer 37, Willow Springs nothing. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now, more Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat Football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Yeah, I know we say this a lot, but night in and night out, I don't care if it is an overmatched game and the Thayer Bobcats have dominated this game from the very first second of the game, but there have been some hard hits. I don't know if we've had this hard hitting a game in a while.
Definitely not at Ava.
No, I mean, there were some hits over there, but not like tonight. I mean, there have been just several hard hits delivered by both teams.
Yeah, both ways.
By both teams. That's hard-hitting football going on out there tonight here at Lewis Bosman Field. Thayer Bobcats now with a 37-0 lead, and the turbo clock will come on. Here's Jones to kick it off. Good high end-over-end kick taken back to the 27-yard line. Ball carrier gets up to the 40 and gets swarmed under right there. That was number two, Brendan Ferguson, the senior wide receiver, 5'10", 158-pounder. And the Willow Springs Bears come out with it, first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. Bears haven't got much done offensively here tonight. Completed, one, two, three, four passes?
Yep, four passes.
Haven't run a whole lot of offensive plays. And there's Zach Jones heading back into the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Play out there on that defensive line. First and 10. Rothermich up under center. Got a man coming in motion behind the formation. Bobcats looking like they want a blitz. Mean Austin Green says, give me a shot. Here's the quarterback back to throw. Oh, Bobcats had a hand on him. He throws this one down the middle. It is almost intercepted by Landry Pitts, and that would have been a touchdown. That would have been a pick six, Lane. But Landry couldn't bring it in, and he's smacking himself in the helmet.
Lane looks at him and says, Landry, what are you doing?
Yeah, got to catch that ball. Almost. It'll bring up second down and 10 for the Willow Springs Bears. Again, we are under the turbo clock here. So second and 10 for the Bears at their own 42-yard line, and I don't blame them for coming out winging it. The run certainly hadn't worked for them tonight. Bobcat run defense has been too stout. So might as well throw that thing down the field, try and make something happen. Second down and 10 for the Bears. Three receivers going wide to the far side, one to the near side. Rothermich in shotgun formation. A little left-hander. He turned. He's going to throw this one out to the outside. Caught by Ferguson. Ferguson sidesteps the tackle. Gets up the sideline and driven out of bounds by Lane Grimes at about the 41 on the other side. So that's a nice pickup there for the Willow Spring Bears. About 20 yards on the play. So a 20-yard pickup on a second down and 10. Bobcats. Nobody wanted to jump that route. You know, eventually somebody's going to jump out there and pick one of those. But they have been dependent on throwing that wide receiver screen. And a new set of downs for Willow Springs here. We're down to 7:53 now to go in the game.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you. I'm surprised the defender hasn't jumped that yet.
Yeah. They got two coming to the near side, one to the far side. Will they throw it again? Rothermich got Ferguson going across the front of the formation in shotgun. And now the quarterback just going to keep it running. He's to the 40. Weaves his way down to the 35. Steps outside. That's a nice move and cut down from behind by Zach Jones never gave up on the play. And he just took a swipe at the quarterback's feet and knocked him down. But it's about a 9-yard pickup on first down for Willow Springs. It'll be second down and one for the Bears. That's a tough kid right here, Taylor Rothermich. He had become one of my favorite players in the SCA. 5'7", 152 pounds, and
hustles
he's taking some licks, hustles every play.
You know, even in a 37-0 game, sometimes you see kids on both sides just kind of ease up. No, not him.
Not tonight. Ferguson in motion for Willow Springs. Rothermich up under center. This time, eye backs behind him. He's going to step up and throw one to the sideline. This one is incomplete. Bounced in front of number five, Ryan Kohler. Couldn't make the reception. It'll bring up a third down and one for the Bears. And Rothermich is getting his miles in back there because he runs all the way almost all to the other sideline and gets the play in from Coach Wyatt over there.
He goes all the way to the number.
All the way over there and gets it in. And comes all the way back to the huddle, and we're playing. They're on the far side, and the ball's on the near side hash mark. That's 30 yards right there. He ran 60 yards just getting the play in. 10 seconds on the play clock. Ferguson in motion again, going to the left. Rothermich going to run it to the right, looking for the 1-yard pickup. He's got the first down inside the 30. Bobcats hit him there, and he squeezes through another hole and down to the 25. And that's a nice little 7-yard pickup for Rothermich. And we're down under 6 minutes to play now for the Willow Springs Bears. They'd like to put some points on the board. Thayer would like to get the shutout. First team defense still out there. Well, most of them. There are a few subs kind of filtering in. Thayer making a substitution here. Weston Rogers back in. And Peyton Mills comes out.
Really not many to sub in anymore.
No, there's not. Rother mentioned shotgun on the first and 10. Throws it quick out again. This one is complete. Bobcats are right there to make the stop. That was Rowan Spencer. Just grabbed him and tossed him down like a wrestling move. WWE would have been proud.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan would have been happy with that one. The Gazelle making a...
The Gazelle Mania.
Gazelle Mania. Second down and 7 for the Willow Springs Bears. Down under 5 minutes to play now. Play clock down to 17 as they break the huddle. Rothermich this time up under center. Eye backs behind him on a second down and 7 play. Two receivers wide to the far side. One of those now coming in motion. He'll line up on the end. All going to go to the second man through. And he's going to be brought down all the way back at the 30-yard line. Landry Pitts and Weston Rogers there to make the stop. And they're going to mark him down actually at about the 27. So this will be a 6-yard loss. It'll be third down and about 12 and a half, 13. More substitutions in for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 17 is checked into the ball game. Brandon Prince. Who else just ran out there? I saw somebody else go out. Zach Jones comes out. Jackson Willison coming out. So Thayer getting some of the youngsters in the ball game here. Third down at about 13 for Willow Springs. Down to 4 minutes to play. Ferguson in motion. Rothermich up under center. Stearns going to pitch it. Now it's going to, he got away from the defenders and gets back to about the line and going to be tackled at the 25. Going to bring up a fourth down and 10 for Willow Springs. I didn't see who it was for the Bobcats. He got in the backfield, but he turned around to set his feet and throw that ball, and they were right there, and somehow he managed to slip away. Bobcats sending big number 72 onto the field. That is Gus McFann. You know, we got the Willison twins on this team, and you've got the
Spencer twins
on this team, and you've got the McFann twins, and they are big. Gus McFann,
yes, they are.
And Jake McFann, they're big kids, about 6'2", and probably about 220.
And just freshmen.
And we got a timeout on the field. Fourth down and 10. Willow Springs called the timeout with 3:13 to go. They are leading 37-0, but the Bears, they want to put some points on the board. So let's check in back at the Econ Sports Desk and see if we've got an update here while we have just a moment on some of the other games around. Mike, what have you got for us?
Yeah, Mike, West Plains is just putting on a show tonight. 56-0 over Waynesville. Liberty leading Salem 30-8. Ava over Kabul 42-9. It looks like Newport over Salem, Arkansas, 28-7. Highland losing to Rivercrest, 26-6.
All right, thank you, Mike. And, of course, we'll have your post-game report coming up here in just a little bit. As soon as this game is over, we'll have the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains, post-game report. We'll get Billy Weber up here, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, talking about this game tonight. And the Bobcats getting ready for the final regular season game next Friday night. It'll be on the road to Panther Stadium to take on the Mountain Grove Panthers. And a pretty good Mountain Grove football team.
Yeah, it ought to be a dandy of a game.
I think it will be. Fourth and 10 for the Willow Springs Bears. They just want to get some points on the board. Down to 18 seconds on the play clock. 3:13 to go in the game. Fourth and 10, maybe the last hurrah here for Willow Springs in this one. Rothermich in shotgun. Looking to throw the ball, looking downfield. Bobcat gets some pressure on him. He runs away from it, sets his feet, throws it to the end zone, passes, intercepted in the end zone.
Brendan Bigger
makes the play. The Bobcat with the interception in the end zone, and Thayer will take over out at the 20-yard line with a first and 10, and this game is going in the win column for the Thayer Bobcats. And it's just a matter of what will the final score be, although you got to think the Bobcats. And, you know, Coach Weber and Coach Wyatt, good friends from way back. Probably Thayer will just run a couple of running plays and then take a couple of knees, and this game will be over. And it looks like Prince into the ballgame. Play a little quarterback here for the Thayer Bobcats. Brandon Prince, just a freshman, did a nice job handling the JV up until the JV had to cancel all their games for the rest of the year. So Prince in. Bobcats with a second team backfield back there. They give it up the middle.
It's going to be Nick Gorham on the carry.
Was that Gorham on the carry, number 88? Gorham will pick up about 3-4 yards right up the middle for the Thayer Bobcats. It is Gorham and Spencer in the Bobcat backfield here. So Gorham on the carry for the Thayer Bobcats. And running back wearing number 88. Second down at about 5. Clock running. Bobcats take their time. Comes the line scrimmage with 12 seconds on the play clock. Prince up under center. Split backs behind him with a minute 35 to go. Prince takes it running the option play. Going to pitch it. And whoever that is right there says, don't pitch me that ball. Gorham.
Be Gorham.
Got buried by the defense. Oh, the 5 yards that Gorham picked up a moment ago, he lost on that play. Lost about 2 of it. And out to the 23-yard line where the ball is. Third down and about 7 yards to go. We're down to a minute 13 to go in the game. Senior night at Lewis Bosman Field, and it's been all Thayer Bobcats here this evening. Third down and 7. Prince will come up under center. They'll run a play here, and then they'll just take a knee, and the game will be over. Here's a handoff going to Mark Spencer. Spencer in the backfield gets hit again, finally going to be brought down. He'll lose about 2 yards on the play, and it'll bring up a fourth down, and Thayer looks like they're going to bring on the punting unit here. Looks like bring on the punting unit. Clock is down to 35, play clock at 28, so Thayer's got to run the play. They'll punt it out of there, and hopefully time will run out. Landry Pitts back looking to punt the ball away. Number 10 standing back around his own 10-yard line. First time the Bobcats have punted all night. Good snap. Landry puts foot into it. Good high kick. Fielded by
Rothermich.
Rothermich. He turns it back out to the 40. Brought down there. What a tackle by Jackson Willison. And again, it's been a hard-hitting game here tonight. Landry Pitts helps Rothermich up. Kept him on top of the helmet, and that's the final. Thayer Bobcats, 37. Willow Springs Bears, nothing. That's your final here on Senior Night at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. We're going to take a timeout and get to the Shelter Insurance of West Plains, Andrew Ekman, post-game report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Some of my fondest childhood memories are from volunteering with my grandmother. Helping others was her passion. She'd always say, the sweetest fruits of life come from serving others. And she was right.
At Shelter Insurance, we strive to make a positive impact in the communities where we work and live.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just
for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And welcome back to Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. A successful senior night tonight for the Thayer Bobcats as they have beaten the Willow Springs Bears. Final score, 37-0. Let's run down the scoring for you. Thayer got it started early. They took the opening kick and an 8-play, 70-yard drive. And it was Landry Pitts diving in from the 1-yard line for the touchdown. Put Thayer up 6-0. Extra point was no good. Thayer kicked off to the Willow Springs Bears. And on the first play from scrimmage, the Bears had a bad snap. And I'm trying to get Coach Weber's attention out there. He's going to make his way up and talk to us here in the booth. But anyway, the Bobcats recovered as Willow Springs had a bad snap. And just 2 minutes and 1 second after the first touchdown, Thayer scored on their second one. It was a throw from Pitts to Magnuson. Extra point was no good, made it 12-0. That was our score at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, Thayer scored for the first time with 11:02 to play as Jackson Willison rumbled in from 6 yards out. Extra point was good, made it 19-0 Bobcats. And Thayer wasn't done in the first half. With 6:55 to go, Landry Pitts, a 9-yard touchdown run around the left end. That followed up a 52-yard touchdown run for Landry. Extra point was no good, made it 25-0 at halftime. Bobcats scored one touchdown in the third quarter, came with 8:20 to go. It was Pitts to Rowan Spencer, 62-yard touchdown play. 31-0 your score at that time. The extra point was no good. And in the fourth quarter, with 11:19 to go, Griffin Willison got on the scoreboard. A 1-yard touchdown run. Extra point no good. Made it 37-0. Turbo clock came on, and that was all she wrote in this one. Thayer Bobcats improved now to 6-2 on the year, and they are 5-1 in the SCA, and only 1 week left in the regular season. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains Thayer Bobcat postgame report. Statman Adams has been working on the stats. We'll get those for you in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field after the 37-0 Thayer Bobcat win over the Willow Springs Bears. We're joined by Thayer Bobcat head coach, Billy Weber. Coach, congratulations on a good win. And I thought it was your team playing with a bit of a chip on their shoulder after the loss last week. And you always wonder how that's going to go. Your kids seem to respond well.
I think so. Really, really played a great game tonight. You know, really all phases. You know, and it's a great to, you know, have these seniors go out here in the regular season here at home. And, you know, all these guys, we talked a little bit about that all week. And, you know, everybody stuck together and hung together and really put them on top.
Yeah, and I thought even in the warm-ups, it just seemed like there was a little extra hop in the step tonight. So great job of getting them, you know. And that's the thing when you got a senior-dominated team, I guess, is they've learned to kind of forget about last week because this is a new week.
You know, I think so. You know, and that's the thing. There's, and, you know, we talked about, you know, there's still a lot of football yet to be played, yeah. And we want to be a big part of that.
All right, so your offense rolls up almost 400 yards tonight, and we haven't seen the final stats yet, but it seemed to me it's probably pretty even pass and run. We talked about it on the pregame show, the fact that you are so balanced offensively. So what was the mindset tonight? Did you want to have that balance? Or?
Oh, yeah, you know, I think that's fine. You know, if we could run it every time, that'd be fine too. And you know, but they did force us into some second long, third and longs, and you know, but overall everybody executed really well.
Yeah, I thought it was really good to see Jackson running the ball well tonight. It seems like that toe is a whole lot better.
Yes, I think so. And then well, you know, when Griff ran it too, did an outstanding job down here on that score. Really got in behind his pads and was a punishing ball carrier. And then just, you know, everybody up front did a great job, so it good night for the Bobcats.
Yeah, and a great night for the defense tonight. I mean, they just played outstanding.
Yeah, you know, all over the field, been a little bit here and there, but, you know, overall they never threatened, so that was a great job because they got field position because we, you know, the kicking game, it wasn't perfect, but, you know, we just don't kick it deep, but we do try to onside it, squib it, and you know, most of those were good, but a couple not so good. But they did have some good field position. Defense played well.
Yeah, anytime you can get a shutout. I mean, this day and time, that shutout. And I know for those seniors, that was important.
I think so, no doubt about it. You know, just, you know, for our whole defensive squad, that's good to get that.
All right, so Bobcats get the win tonight and head to Mountain Grove next week. What, do you got a little preview on the Panthers?
You know, just they're going to spread it out a little bit. They run a double wing stuff offensively, and then going to be very multiple defensively. You know, last year when we played them down here, you know, they've got a check defense for about every formation we'll throw at them, and, you know, they just do a good job.
Be a big battle.
It'll be a dandy.
All right, thank you, Coach Billy Weber. Thayer Bobcats with the win tonight, 37-0 over the Willow Springs Bears. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back. Statman Adams got the stats all completed, and we'll get those for you. And we'll be picking the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Back on the Shelter Insurance postgame report, Andrew Ekman in West Plains and Statman Adams got all our numbers from this one. And Adam, lopsided numbers tonight in favor of the Thayer Bobcats.
Yeah, they're definitely lopsided in favor of the Thayer Bobcats. But we will start with the Willow Springs Bears. Rushing-wise, they combined for 53 yards with four first downs. Individually, the quarterback, Taylor Rothermich, had 11 carries with 26 yards. Jordan Gibson, 4 yards on three carries. Gavin Ferguson had 21 yards on four carries. And Nate McDaniels had 8 carries, ended up with 1 yard. And then Dudko had 1 yard on one carry. Passing-wise, Taylor Rothermich was 6 for 13. He threw one interception and had 2 first downs. He did have 41 yards. So that'll bring their total game to 94 yards and 7 first downs. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats, and, you know, as always, they usually get pretty hectic because we like to spread the ball around.
Yeah.
Rushing-wise, as a team, they had 248 yards with 12 first downs, 4 touchdowns. And, again, that's just rushing. Landry Pitts had 68 yards, 2 touchdowns on 5 carries. Jackson Willison had 124 yards on 17 carries. Griffin had 27 and a touchdown on 8 carries. Rowan Spencer had 9 yards on 1 carry. Lane Grimes, 18 on 5. Peyton Mills had 4 yards on 1 carry. Nick Gorham had 1 yard on 2 carries. And Mark Spencer had a negative 3 on 1 carry. And then passing-wise, Landry Pitts was 7 for 10 with 141 yards with 4 touchdowns and 2 touchdowns. That'll bring their game totals to 389 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 17 first downs.
Wow, what a night for the Thayer Bobcats. Almost 400 yards of offense. And that's with the fourth quarter being played, almost all the fourth quarter being played under the turbo clock. So, boy, anyway, Thayer Bobcats dominating win here tonight. They improved to 5-1 in the conference, 6-2 overall. And the Mountain Grove Panthers wait the Bobcats next week up at Panther Stadium. And Mountain Grove not playing this week because they were scheduled to play Houston, and Houston had COVID and could not play the game. All right, time for us to name the Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance of West Plains Thayer Bobcat player. Oh, I'm sorry. We're on the Andrew Ekman postgame report, Shelter Insurance postgame report. We'll have the Ozarks Healthcare Thayer Bobcat player of the game right after this.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And time now to name the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Bobcat Player of the Game. It's unanimous here in the booth. Landry Pitts, Thayer Bobcats senior quarterback. He's such a smart player, Adam. And we've seen it all year long. He seems to be able to read the field well. Knows, you know, he's not like a quarterback that's going to fade back, look up, nobody's open, I'm going to run. He buys his time. He waits
really
for somebody to come
survey,
open.
Surveying the field.
Yeah, he really does, and he sees the field well. Runs it when he needs to. Had a 52-yard run tonight. Can throw it, I mean, on a rope. He can throw it a long ways. He has a nice touch on the short passes. What do you say, 7 for 10 for 140-something yards tonight?
Yeah, 7 for 10.
Had a 62-yard touchdown strike to Rowan Spencer. So Landry Pitts is our Ozarks Healthcare Thayer Bobcat player of the game. And we'll give an honorable mention to all the seniors who showed up and played tonight and just did an outstanding job here on senior night. All right, again, the Thayer Bobcats win at 37-0 over the Willow Springs Bears. And we'll check in with Mike here before we leave it from Lewis Bosman Field. Find out if we got some. Do we have any other finals around here tonight, Mike?
We do have a few that we just got in. Now that you brought that up, Ava defeats Kabul 48-9. It was Liberty over Salem 42-8. West Plains over Waynesville 56-0, and Batesville lost to Wynn 31-0. Now, the other games, last report, Rivercrest was leading Highland 41-6, Newport leading Salem 28-7, Cave City trailed Westside 7-6, Hoxie beating Pickett 36-0, and Pocahontas over Truman 31-0.
All right, thank you, Mike. And that's going to wrap it up from here. Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you by
Baxter Regional Health System's hometown clinic in Mammoth Spring, the REMAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic and Dr. Mike Kersey, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Dental Care, who contributes $300 to the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital tonight. Thayer Bobcats scored 6 touchdowns, and $50 for every touchdown goes to the kids at St. Jude. Thank you, Dr. Patel, and the Thayer Dental Care. Also, the game tonight brought to you in part by the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Community First Banking Company at West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, the Pizza Inn of Thayer. In just a moment, we'll find out who won the pizza from the Friday Night Light Show. Oregon County Cars in Thayer, Century 21 Combs and Associates, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains, Ozarka College, Southern Bank in Thayer, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil, Lauren Perkins Allen, Attorney at Law, FNBC Community Bankers, Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home, the Moark Stockyards, and Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer. For Mike back of the studio, for Statman Adam, I'm the Red Bull Mike Grace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Football, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.